can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
Hey, you're listening to CKT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to All Things McGill. We are your All Things McGirls. My name is Annika.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Maya.
We are coming at you live today from a new apartment, which is so exciting. And because of that, we have decided to make this the All About Moving episode of All Things McGill.
Indeed.
Go ahead.
I think our first, should we say, a bunch of advice?
About moving?
Yeah, even though I don't think we're experts by any means, but I would say this is collectively our 10th time moving.
Yeah, more even, right? I would say, to be honest.
Well, collectively.
Yes. Yes.
Added up all together.
Yeah.
Even though most of the time we've moved together.
Yeah.
But quite the journey.
We've been doing a lot of moving. Honestly, like, okay, here's the thing. So, I've said this before. I don't think anyone, like, no one is like, oh yeah, moving is going to be an awesome time. Like,
I say that.
Really?
Rose says that.
But that's only you. Like, by and large, moving is like a stressful
thing. So stressful.
Nobody
sucks.
Wants to do it.
Horrible.
Like, it's hate awful. It. My mom always complains about moving. Like, she hates it so much. So I'm like, okay, moving is going to suck. I think it's going to be awful every year. But this year, we had a great time moving.
We really
and
did.
So I think that actually does make us qualified to give moving advice because we did it efficiently.
Yeah.
We did it well.
Effectively.
Effectively. And we had fun while we were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thing you need to do is have a solid plan. Mm-hmm. You can't go into it just like lollydollying. I don't know how to say it.
Lollygagging. Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. But because, like, once you have the infrastructure, the U-Haul, the people,
the communication.
You have to know the communication. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to know where to go. You have to know when to go.
And
otherwise,
yeah.
It becomes... Because I was going to say, a good piece of advice is to do it with friends. But mm-hmm. the only way you want to do it with friends is if you have a good plan.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if you have your friends...
Otherwise, you get into a screaming match on the kitchen.
You know, say it louder for the people in the back. I did get in a little tiffy with a roommate because there was some miscommunication.
But it was all figured out. And
it was
then
all
we
figured
ended
out
up coming
talking.
Together and
yeah.
talking and making a plan.
It gave us a good excuse to make a plan because I don't think we would have done it in that case.
Absolutely.
Another piece of advice is rent that U-Haul.
Rent mm-hmm. it.
Do you know
it's
what?
It's such a good deal.
Every year, people think that, like, every year I'm like, oh, I should just hire movers. Like, blah, blah, blah,
no.
blah. You don't need movers.
Get your friends.
And, like, to be honest, at this age, and like, maybe when we're 28 and we're actually moving and, like...
And we have, like, important
and, like,
art.
Important stuff. Then, in that case, hire movers, you know, mm-hmm. because your friends
disposable
are old.
Disposable income.
Yeah, but your friends are old. They all have jobs. Like, no one wants to help them move anymore. At this age and this stage of our lives,
do
buy your friends a beer. Buy them a case of beer. Buy mm-hmm. them lunch. They will help you move.
Yes, absolutely.
And if they don't, they're bad friends. Per, I said it. Yeah. I said it. Per.
Literally.
Go
you
off.
Know, if they don't help you while you're moving... They're not the real ones.
And you buy them free food. You get them food.
Yeah.
You get them drinks. And that's all you need to have them have a good time.
We had a really lovely time because we packed up the entire truck
yep.
after about the third trip, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it was all packed up, we sat on the curb and we ordered lunch. And we just had lunch together and celebrated.
And it was like sunny. We had our little drinky drinks out.
I know. It was
beautiful.
It was such a nice moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should really make it an opportunity to, like, hang out with people you love instead of making it, you know, all about the objects that you're moving. Like, no. It's
yeah.
about the experience you're having while you're moving them up the stairs.
True.
Every experience is a burden unless you're doing it with people you love.
Whoa.
That's
whoa.
The moral of this story. Anything can be
is that
fun
a real
did
quote?
You make that up yourself?
Because it's a horrible quote.
Yeah, it's a bad quote.
Wait, it's kind of
is
cute,
it real though?
I made it up, no.
Okay, yeah, because some experiences aren't burdens.
I don't even remember what
so.
I just said.
You said all experiences are burdens unless you're doing it with people you love.
Well, personally, every experience I've ever had has been a burden. So. And
that's
why I'm on Zoloft. My favorite thing that I do, this is a self-love moment. My favorite thing that I do is every time I bring up mental illness, the room just goes silent.
You have that effect on people.
Yeah.
You make people go mute.
Yeah, and make people not know what to say to me because they're like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, like, ooh,
yeah.
shit.
Oh,
I'm
that's
sorry
really,
you're not doing well.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, it's funny, laugh with me.
I love that you guys were giving each other advice on antidepressant vibes the other day. Yeah. You're like, oh, you should take it at night. Oh, yeah, really? Because I take it in the morning.
Yeah, because I have become an insomniac with my new medication, and Maya so kindly suggested that I take it at night.
Have you tried? Can you just switch like that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't try tonight because I didn't take it this morning.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. But I slept really well last night, but also I was drunk. So that could have something to do with it. That could have something to do with it. I don't know what was in that jungle juice.
Whatever was in that jungle
juice. It tasted like lemonade, and I was a goner.
Really? Yeah. Was it just a huge bowl?
I don't know. I never saw
it. It was a cooler.
Yeah.
Oh.
True. Which makes it really
bad. They were just terrifying. Scooping the cups through it, too. Yeah. Just no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a no from me.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what they do in the United States. They get a bunch of, like,
Why do you
Tito's.
Say the United States? I don't like when you say that.
Because America's
the
not
states.
Appropriate.
The states
oh, the
or
states.
America?
No, because it's North
not
America.
No, but, like, only Americans think that.
No, South Americans actually... are really upset when you say America. I'm from America.
Okay, but I'm from Canada. That's in North America, and I don't care.
I don't know what to tell you because there is this whole southern
of okay. This is my question to you. Do you think there are more South Americans or Canadians listening to this?
Of course, but I mean, like, you know, the demographic isn't relevant.
The demographic.
I just want to be the most specific I can be. And America doesn't make sense to me.
I like the states then. Say the states.
Okay, states. The states is hot.
States is hot.
Wait, well, certain states are. Denver isn't really hot.
Denver, Colorado. It's hot.
Shite.
Try again.
Me
try
my,
again, sweetie.
Mississauga? No, frickin'
Mississippi?
Missouri?
Missouri?
Montana?
Montana.
Those are
what
cold.
About them?
They're cold.
Montana's not that cold.
Alaska.
I don't think Missouri is that cold.
I don't know anything about the United States.
Honestly, neither do I.
The United States of America.
The United States of America.
More we're talking about moving. Tips and tricks.
I don't know what another tip is. A lot of people use their tote bags. It's
yeah.
embarrassing.
It oh,
embarrassing.
Here's a really good tip. Don't buy boxes. Get them for free from grocery stores.
From your girlfriend
SAQ,
who works at a food bank.
From your girlfriend who works at the food bank.
Dollarama. Every time we go in there and ask for boxes, they pull through.
And they have such nice corners. Mm-hmm. I've noticed in their boxes, they're just like perfectly square, which I find is super appealing when you're moving. Mm-hmm.
Or find out, like, go a couple weeks before and find out what day your grocery store gets their deliveries on. And then on that day, just go and, like, get their boxes.
Yeah.
And they have, like, they have the big ones. Like, the SAQ has the smaller wine boxes, which are kind of annoying to move with.
But better if you have, like, wine.
Yeah, well, true, which I generally don't when I'm moving.
I don't have anything left over.
No, I've guzzled it. just girly things. But yeah, okay, don't buy your boxes. And if you're gonna buy boxes, don't.
It's so wasteful.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Especially whenever you work in, like, a food-related place, you just know how many deliveries they get.
Yeah.
And how useless it is to ever go to U-Haul and buy something, like a box.
Yeah.
But anyways, another tip and trick. You know, if U-Haul asks you to get that little moving trolley, why don't you just get it?
We didn't use it.
But, like, can you imagine how practical it would have been to just have a moving trolley?
We had one.
No, we didn't.
A trolley.
Yeah, the little cart, right?
What? When did we have a cart?
It was in the back of the U-Haul.
Yeah, it was bolted in. Genius.
Oh.
Like, you can't access it unless you buy it.
That would have been that useful. That would not have been that useful.
I don't know. If you have floors, it's not that useful.
Yeah.
I guess it's useful in suburbia.
Mm-hmm. Suburbia.
And if there's an elevator. We don't have an elevator, and we had to go up 2 flights.
It
was a lot.
Dude, we looked at her, like, flight counter or whatever, after, like, flights of stairs counter. After, it was, like, 65.
Oh, my God.
Is that a lot?
Yep. 65 flights of stairs.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's like
my
Empire State Building.
Still hurt.
Yeah.
It was a horrible workout.
I need to sleep for, like, 5 hours
no,
to recover.
No, okay, my legs hurt worse today than they did yesterday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We moved
it always
2 days
works
ago.
Like that.
It's always like that,
I was walking, I was at work today, and, like, I couldn't lift my legs.
Yeah.
Like, I had to shuffle my feet, because moving my legs a little bit higher than that, like, was like, ow.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
I kept, like,
it's
hitting
the
them like an athlete to, like, activate my mm-hmm. lactic acid or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what you have to do? You have to scoot your butt to the wall. Mm-hmm. And lift your feet up so that way
all the blood
your legs are parallel to the wall.
I did that when I was in Nicaragua because we were on our feet for like 15 hours.
Doing what?
What were you doing in Nicaragua?
My mom's a doctor and she works with this company that does this. They go to one clinic in Nicaragua like every couple years.
Yeah.
And they like set it up and they teach the nurses and the doctors in the area and stuff too. So they're not just like going in and then like messing around and not teaching anyone how to do anything. So they go back every couple of years and they needed like pharmacy volunteers or whatever. So I went in second year with my mom and it was really fun. It was really great. But like they're long days. Like you're up at like 6 in the morning and you get back to the compound at like 10 or 11.
Oh my gosh.
So I would get back and I would like lie on my bed and I'd have my feet up on the wall because my feet would be like absolutely swollen.
Mm-hmm. Swollen?
My shoes didn't fit.
That's terrifying. Yeah. As if you were pregnant or something.
Yeah. My feet were, like, I think I went up a shoe size. Like, I actually just squeezed my feet into my shoes and they hurt so bad too because they were like so swollen.
Did you wear Crocs?
No, I wore sneakers. Oh, and also you couldn't wear shorts or like t-shirts.
Why? Because of the mosquitoes?
No, the mosquitoes and the dust and
oh my god,
et cetera and et cetera. And you couldn't wear anything like graphic logos on it or anything because they were like, it might fancy. This was funny. They're like, it might scare the locals. We're like, okay. Fine, I think they've seen worse than a logo, but sure. Yeah.
Damn, so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I lived many lives, guys.
Wow.
I lived many lives before you came into them.
How many weeks were you there at a time?
3. I was there for 3 weeks, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a while. I went to Costa Rica and then I saw the sign for Nicaragua.
Cool. That's fun.
You and I are the same. You're right.
Yeah.
Equivalents.
We went, what is it called? Whitewater rafting on tubes.
Oh, I've done that. I did that in Whistler.
I did that in skinny jeans.
Shut your mouth.
I have a picture of me with the huge tubes.
Oh my god. Well, we had to wear wetsuits when we did it.
What?
Yeah, they made us bring bathing suits and like put wetsuits.
Ecuador
on.
Does not care. They were just like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
In your skinny jeans. You must have been drenched.
I was, so bad. I'll ask my mom to find pictures.
That's a yeast infection waiting to happen.
I know.
In your skinny jeans, soaking wet for hours.
I don't, you know, I'm not prone to yeast infections though, so.
Really? We were talking about yeast infections
this morning.
Today.
I've only gotten one in
to
my
Jacques.
Life.
Unfortunately, yeah, we were talking to a
Jacques
man about yeast
way
infections.
Too many people.
What do you mean? What? I guess we can't talk about somebody else on air that nobody, who nobody really knows.
Anyways, why were you talking about yeast infections?
It just came up. We're talking about UTIs. Why did it come
up?
But
the thing I hate about UTIs and yeast infections is that one can cause the other.
Yeah.
You have a round of antibiotics.
Yes, exactly. I had a UTI and it turned into a yeast infection. And I was
like, God.
This is not fair.
This isn't fair because you get rid of the bacteria.
I know.
That fights off the other one.
I was like, this is not, I'm just trying to do right by you, mm-hmm. my body.
The plight of having a vagina. It's honestly rude.
Can we say
it's
rude. Vagina on the air?
Yeah.
We better be able to say vagina on the air. If not, that's an issue and it's discrimination.
Take it up with the radio board of Canada or something. Oh, you know what?
Broadcasting company? No, we're not owned by CBC.
No.
What? Why would we be owned by CBC?
Look, I don't make the rules.
CBC is a company.
Sorry, and I got rejected.
Yeah. Mm. But you did your interview in French, and that's what matters.
Oh my god, that's what gave me that rejection. That's what gave me the R.
I understand because you're pretty good at speaking French.
Yeah,
I'm fluent. It's just
so
in the context, I've only learned like conversational French, where you're talking to your family, not in an interview.
I guess.
So it's not necessarily the pool of vocabulary that
I'm used to.
Maybe
you should have practiced beforehand.
Yeah, maybe I should have. I didn't, like, to me, if I'm supposed to get that job, I don't need to practice.
That's so stupid.
What?
That's actually like the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's because your dad's a business person that you're saying this.
What are you talking about? I think it's pretty. What are you talking about?
I just feel like if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and I
but
should have.
But you
the
can
perfect...
make it meant to be by practicing for the interview and then getting the job.
But I don't want to lie.
It's not,
you're
lying.
Not lying.
It's
if
not
you're
lying.
Practicing.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
It's like practicing for exam.
Oh, you're right.
And you're taking an
exam. I think I'm basically lying when I do that because I just insert the information in my head and then it goes right back out after.
Are you stupid? Like, are you actually stupid?
No, I'm book smart. That's it.
Really? What's your GPA?
Purr.
On the air. We get it real tonight.
Well, like, what's your question? I don't understand.
What?
Like, I'm book smart. That tells you what you need to know. Like, I study.
I've seen that movie
I get
too.
The grade, and then I'm done.
Okay,
but
period.
I retain.
Okay, I
except you watch 100 hours of how to do things, and you know how to do a bunch of random things.
Yeah, like living with my hands. That's about all I can
do. At least that's a skill.
Yeah.
I play violin.
That's a skill.
It's a skill that is it helpful?
Do you know what my skill
world?
Is? I do improv. So don't even
helpful
start with
in
me.
The real world.
Wait,
moving
what
my fingers
improv?
Really fast.
Maybe
it means you can quickly
around you
think
laugh.
Well.
I actually can't. I actually really can't think quick on my feet at all. We're playing you know that game that's like it's like a board game or a card game or something. You turn a card over and it's like a category and you have to like say three things.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really, really fast. I'm
Ammonia.
No, anomia.
Anomia.
I'm really bad at that game.
I'm so bad at it.
Because I'm honestly, I can't think on my feet. So what am I doing here? What am I doing?
That's why improv scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
It's like, when I tried out with my crutches.
Oh, yeah.
That was horrible in the basement. I hated every moment of that. Yeah. Not as bad as the comedy sketch tryout, though.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there. That's all you have to know. Put yourself out there and then cry later.
Tea.
What?
Honey, I'm sorry.
I'm just telling them they should try out for stuff.
You should try. And listen, if we have any listeners who go to McGill, sorry, try,
as if that
it's
is
funny,
the point of our
it's
entire
funny
show.
Because it's we're all things McGill. Try out for Bring Your Own Juice, McGill's best and only sketch comedy group. Try out for the Pit Improv, McGill's best, not only.
You have like the president and the reject of both of these things right here on air.
Yeah, per.
That's why you laugh every time you listen to All Things McGill.
Because you got
Annika.
Are you kidding right now?
No, I'm making fun of myself for nothing right now. Anyways, put yourself out there. It's really fun.
Also,
a celebration of what we've done at unless you fail.
Yeah.
Reach for the stars. If you miss, you'll land among the stars.
The moon. If you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Aren't the stars further away?
Reach for the stars. If you miss, you'll land among the stars. What are you talking about?
Wait, aren't the stars like further away?
You literally miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
If you miss the star, you literally just fall into miles and miles of
nothingness.
I don't know what you're talking about, but if you lead a horse to water, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
So true.
Yeah.
How many boys did you know with the bio, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take?
Oh, gosh. So it's
least four, and that's not a lot, but
okay.
It's way too much.
Now imagine you are Canadian, and that is a quote by Wayne Gretzky about hockey, and all the boys you know play hockey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, everybody I know had that as their bio. Everybody.
What?
Every hockey boy was
mine is just
shots.
McGill 2022.
No, but high school.
Pasta
high
in school. A jar.
No, do you know what it was? It was you miss 100% at the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott, and then their name. That was the classic. They thought that was the funniest thing in the world. Or The Office, season 1, episode 7, 21-8. Thank me later. And it's just
I kind of love that though.
No, you're cringe for that. It's just like a screenshot of like Jim Hopper with a gun.
Did you see my pajamas yet?
No.
I have a little office, the Office logo.
That's the most cringe thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I love
If you
the
like
office.
The Office, unsubscribe. Don't listen to this radio show anymore.
Thank you. La dénombrignité, c'est mon limite. Maintenant, je tourne à travers le Québec. Pour foutre le feu, j'ai pas besoin d'allumettes, non. Je vais viser dans le mille à la viclette. Tu peux pas m'essayer un mec la troupe. Pour être toujours nous manger les croûtes, yeah, yeah. Chuchoté à crier pour qu'on m'écoute. Maintenant, le silence, je sais combien ça coûte. Mm-hmm. Non, faut pas l'idiot, c'est pour ça que je dans ta TVO. Cops sur ton illico, presto presto illico. Vite couleur Pikachu, ma voix c'est un précieux bijou. Watch out quand le beat y joue, et je détruis au Nunchaku. Oh non, j'ai pas le temps pour perdre du temps. Oh non, ça sert à rien d'être pas content. Oh non, c'est pas tout le monde qui me content. Oh non, chaque jour n'est qu'un. Y'a pas de bouton au cul, non. Good time si nous accumulons. J'tombe pas la tête comme un hibou. Chaque jour, mais est un bijou. Gusta la danja, gustas. Gusta la danja, gustas. Gusta la danja, gustas. Gusta la danja, gustas. J'aime souvent un gros oh oh. Regarde mon volet haut. J'écris jamais trop oh oh. Juste l'histoire. J'ai la vitesse d'un guipard, la forme physique d'un gorilla. Y'annonce une arrière, the drip, bring ton burilla. Tu veux faire du changing, pas besoin d'un baccalauréat. You got it thinking, what you gotta need pour ça. Woke up avec du mimosa, ça fait la 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 la. J'suis un fucking pégré dans mon pays du Canada. J'entre sur mon banana, avec plusieurs mandalas. Un jour ou l'autre, je vais habiter là où poussent les ananas, yeah. Oh non, j'ai pas le temps de me prendre la tête, oh non. Elle passe et je trop fast, oh non. Donc je consomme des produits néfastes, oh non. Chaque jour n'est qu'un. Sauve-y, non. J'suis dans ma zone. Y'a pas de bouton au cul, oh. Good time si nous accumulons. J'tombe pas la tête comme un hibou. Chaque jour mes deux bijoux.
You told me you love me. I said it back, I don't mean it. I had to burn everything that I want just to come back like a phoenix. A phoenix. You've been worried about me. The tornado inside, I've been complicated. Take a second to show me how to burn in her eyes. I could swear I'm changing. I wasn't very happy when you met me, baby boy. You told me you loved me. I said it back, I don't mean it. I had to burn everything that I want just to come back like a phoenix. I know I haven't called back, but I'm building it up slowly, baby, surely. You're the first one I contact. When I feel good enough, you don't have to worry. I wasn't very happy when you met me, baby boy. You told me you love me. I said it back, I didn't mean it.
We need someone to replace us.
Yeah, if you want to replace us, send us an email.
No, send us an application.
Send us an application.
Send us an application, either a video, audio, to, or written documents. Write us a poem.
Send a haiku. If you can impress us, you get the show.
You get the show. I don't know if we can make this call.
No, we can. I've decided right now. We're going to
make us Spencer, make us make the call.
Jack, let us have the call. What is our email?
Even though we're so undeserving of the call.
Stop. AllThingsMcGill@ckat.ca.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. AllThingsMcGill @, that's the @ symbol. It's the 2 on your keyboard, but shift 2.
Okay.
CKUT.ca. I'm going to start again.
Say it again.
Okay, AllThingsMcGill@ckut. That is spelled CKUT.ca.
Are you dumb? Are you dumb or done? No, I was...
What?
Sorry.
I'm all the above.
Having this show is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
And it can really open doors for you. So truly. you should really apply for this.
Radio experience is really important for communication.
People also think you're so cool. And
people think you're so...
Oh my God.
They they poop their pants.
I used to be cool on the radio show when I could go in the studio.
I miss the studio. Jack and Spencer, please let us go back to the studio.
We'll be so much better.
Democracy has to let us go back to the studio. People voted for this.
COVID's over, guys.
COVID's literally over.
I remember
that one day we went into the studio for the last time,
right.
And they were like putting Clorox wipes on the microphones.
We've been back since though. Like people still work that. Yes,
people still work.
Oh yeah, we've been
to the studio,
in and out.
But
yeah.
We've been to the premises. Remember when you climbed through the window?
We did the summer thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
we gotta do that again.
Should we do that next week?
I think we should.
Okay, I'll send an email.
Yeah, amazing. We should definitely do that. I really like that show because we took a bunch of sound samples from people doing different things, like unlocking a bike or biting into a banh mi.
Yeah,
that's true.
Or sipping coffee through. But this is the issue, that sipping coffee through a paper straw makes no sound.
Yeah, that's true.
I am one paper straw away from being very sad.
I don't get the paper straw reference.
Because I hate paper straws. Do you know I hate paper straws?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it feels like you have a tampon in your mouth.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And then I end up chewing it for some reason because I just feel like the need to...
Have you seen that tweet that's like, if a turtle had to drink out of a paper straw, it would understand? Like, and it would be like, okay, you can have a plastic straw again.
But I don't understand this, because a water bottle can get stuck in another animal's nostril that's bigger than a turtle.
No.
It's like has a whale. Nostrils bigger than a turtle?
A whale.
A whale?
Whales have nostrils?
Yeah, duh.
Or what about the hole where it spouts water?
Yeah, it's blowhole. What if you plug a blowhole with a water
Think
bottle?
Think about that.
You'd be kind of sad. You wouldn't have any. Who's the guy that got swallowed by the whale?
Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Noah. Jonah. I should not know that. Noah's That's
the
ark.
Jonah's the whale guy. Yeah, because Jonah and the whale is a band as well.
Oh.
Guys, follow Jonah. Actually, I think they're bad. Never mind. Don't take that recommendation.
Listen to Societal Siege. They played at OAP.
Yeah.
Any of y'all go to OAP?
Only Annika. How was OAP?
I had a great time at OAP. I just, like, I am a sucker for, like, a college experience moment, mm-hmm. you know? You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a sucker for, like, an OAP.
Absolutely.
Like a...
Little tailgate type
like
of
BDA. Yeah. A BDA, a Gertz, mm-hmm. a Soci ball, grad ball. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. Like, I just love feeling like I'm having an experience.
Yeah. Is that why you were just... While we were moving, and it was just all of our friends, and we were drinking beers, Annika was always like, oh, my God, guys, this is so fun.
Literally. It's like a little college. Like I have a actual hard on for anything that's like typical college. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Just like, I think it's because I like
you grew up in BC.
No. What are you talking about? You were just putting words in my mouth. You just like to be like, okay, anyway. Like No.
When she talks.
When she speaks English. I can't even think of what I was trying to say. Let's move on. What we're talking about. Anyway, I like little experiences like that. I like a little community feeling.
Yeah.
Like, it feels
part of something.
I love
feel the community.
Exactly. And I also love anything that I'm like,
entertained by.
I can pretend, yes. And I can pretend that I'm in a movie by.
Yeah.
I love to pretend I'm in a movie. Mm-hmm. One thing about me is I will pretend I'm in a movie.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be the production assistant for one too.
Okay, shut up. I hate you.
You were in the credits though.
I was in the credits. Everyone watched Brazen on Netflix for the worst movie you've ever seen in your life. And a flash of my name in the credits at the very end.
It wasn't a flash, it was a slow scroll.
We need to watch that movie.
I haven't seen it.
I would love to watch
when
it.
When we set the project, is the projector set up?
Yeah,
it is.
Should we watch it tonight?
We don't have Wi-Fi.
Oh,
horrible.
Okay.
Anyways, this was CKUT.
Moving tip number three. No, make sure your Wi-Fi is set up before you get to your new
Yes,
apartment.
That's true. Make that sure you true. Know your Wi-Fi plan. That's for sure.
Make sure you know your toilet paper plan also.
Oh True. My God.
Do you guys not have toilet paper?
I know.
No.
The first day we were in here, I was wiping my coochie with brown paper towel.
Oh no.
Did you put that in the toilet?
No, I didn't not put that in the toilet.
So where'd you put it? Can.
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
There is pee covered.
You literally have a litter box.
Paper towel in my trash can right now?
Yeah. You would rather me put it in the toilet?
I wouldn't. I would rather you drip dry.
What?
Are you disgusting?
Are you disgusting?
Okay. Thank you so much for listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This was All Things McGill. It's Monday, May 2nd.
And we love you.
Yeah,
stay
we
safe
love
out
you.
There.
And the weather's raining, so be careful.
Be careful.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Bye-bye.
Do you like that movie?
Yeah.
Cool.
Bye.
you know better not to ask. Keep it close to the chest, just for those you know best. If that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. If that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. You don't want me an explanation, I don't need a justification. If I want a demonstration, then charge me for a consultation. If that's how you
Oh. better than wandering in our hands. We tried everything to save our love. The best was always waiting to come. Did we dig too deep for 51 reasons not to lose our sleep? And it's not that you're not the one. And it's not that you're not the one who we all need. Little piece, do you feel a little broken? 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 Tell me why we're going so fast. Never used to run when we were young. And I'm running out of words. But still love you like the very first time. Pack your bags with all the lies you've been before. Leave behind what you don't want no more. Sometimes, sometimes you wanna go back. But it don't work like that. Do you feel a little
CKUT. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. CKUT 90.3. Take it from me. It's the best, beats the rest. 90.3 CKUT.
Pangea de Futura is a mega jam collective comprised of many veterans of the Montreal music scene, a wide range of tectonic plates coming together, making the world stop for a second and ripping these continents apart. CKUT 90.3 FM is proud to present their concert in collaboration with CHYZ 94.3 on Sunday, May 22nd at 3 p.m. at the 38th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville. For all the details on the 38th FIMAV, visit fimav.qc.ca.
The following is a previously broadcast program.